him or death, ye shall all be moved. Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the key, Sissy.
Abracadabra, a la baby professor, all hail funkin' lesson, sweet tongue grand writer scrolls. Now behold, let the legend unfold. Born in a cosmos where no time and space do exist, vibe in the midst of the chaos. Mortals label me as a logical, mythological. They couldn't comprehend when I brought the word, a stick called verb, a black steel nerve, teaching those actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is. Really? Then they label me a sin when a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in. Boo! I wear boots and beads, bags and braids, stick and scroll, rings and shades, walk in the light of the moon, but I've never been a Batman. African, call it black man. Brother, extracts the African steps in your movements, enhance for improvements. Grand funk, I knew a home for the phrase, funk and lesson the pathway.
Ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe
in. Can I get it on my good foot? Dawn.
Let me tell you about blackness, grits and cornbread. How can you act this? I exist on a plane where the jar is my brain. I'm living to retrieve cells. Antenna my stick, picture bigger, native liquor figure. The pull of the trigger goes zoom, not boom. Not a bunch of sissies, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green is just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean, but yet the sundial shades and lights a dream. Watch too late, oops, upside your head. You drop through abyss like lead. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds, forwards, backwards, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come.
Out of the darkness in panther skin comes doctors driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker with a Nat Turner lick. Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the crossroads.
Milk, a stool and a bib, be filled of the black sap from the tri womb. It flows freely on a tune. Wheat bread, taste the jam. Come take a stroke to the rhythm of the grand. Verbal lava coming from the temple of void. Crown for my hat, man for my boy. Onward ride as I talk of Ra. Converse with Horus, create with Tar. I ride to Jeb, to roar with Bass. Atron to Mu as I ride the raft. Roof of the world I sit, cross legged, right over left. Drums of dance to drums of war. Who knows the score? Speak no more. Who watches down with the eyes of black to the east blackwoods?
Fat Mac baby, almighty 3XL coming at you live from the Mac City Limits, bitch. MacCity.com, Home Flipper Network, MrRegularShow.com, ChronicCast.org, fucking with that weird ass, that trashy motherfucker, y'all know as the Reverend Trash Man. You can see all my shows there as well as on the Home Flipper Network, man. And today I promise I will not speak on LaDonna, except for right now. Just to let y'all know, I won't be speaking on her because I know y'all niggas is probably saying, all right, nigga, fuck, give it a rest about this bitch. Well, I got good news and I got bad news. Good news is today I won't be fucking with the bitch and saying shit. You know what I mean? Well, fuck that. I got to say a little something. basically what I'm saying is, hey, I still got more shows about me talking about that bitch in my situation. But today will not be one of them motherfucking shows, man. Today we gonna do a little something different, man. We gonna get kind of deep, kind of philosophical and shit. So yeah, I will spare y'all, man, the Chronicles of the Boss Bitch and the Fat Mac motherfucker. I will spare you. Damn. Round of applause. I know you're happy to hear that shit. Yeah. So once again, man, I'm saying big ups to, man, all my motherfucking internet homies, man. The Fat Mac motherfucker giving much love to Trash Man and Mr. Regular. And also to the other nigga, he done dropped off the map. I don't know where the fuck Dope Man done went. Me and this nigga used to do bids on a regular, but this nigga, I don't know what the fuck is the deal, man, you know. So anyway, Dope Man motherfucker, if you out there, give me a ring, nigga, cause I'm about to go ahead and I'm about to just chalk this up as a L, you know, me and your little business transaction. I'm gonna move on, nigga. So I've been waiting for like 3-4 months for this shit to go down. And you know, you ain't told me nothing, nigga, so you need to hit me up, man, so I can hit you with that product, nigga. Fuck. Anyway, well, today, man, we're gonna talk about the morals of cyber pimping, man. We're gonna get into spirituality and religion and shit. And I'm gonna give y'all my spin on some things, man. And this may piss some niggas off, cause I'm pretty much I'm a radical, man, when it comes to thinking about shit like this. For the first half of my life, from day one to like probably the age of 25, man, I was really, really deep into religion, politics, social issues, metaphysics, philosophy. I was really, really, really deep into like the mind and the soul and the whole reason why a nigga is even existing. You feel me? Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and just break down my background first before I get into the morals of cyber pimping, just to give y'all a little taste of why I think the way I motherfucking think, man. Alright, well, basically, I was raised Christian, of course, you know, who wasn't, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? So, from, like I said, day one to probably like the age of 18, I really wasn't into religion all that much. I went to church just because that's what everybody motherfucking told me to do. That's what my granny told me to do and shit. That's what my moms told me to do, even though my moms weren't really a big church goer. I went, you know, just something to do, was a social thing. Really didn't learn that much and shit. Then I got into the military, and the military basically had me thinking about my mortality, because I soon realized that, oh, fuck, nigga, I could die. You know, I'm looking at fucking bombs going off and niggas getting shot and all kind of shit. So basically, I got baptized in the military, and at that point in time, I was still a Christian, and I felt really good. I felt really brand new, like my sins were washed away and all that good shit for about maybe 2 weeks. Then I went back to the same old sinning ass ways that I had previously being baptized, you know what I'm saying? But you know, shit, it was just something to do. Then basically, listening to rap and hip hop, I kind of got indoctrinated into the Black Power movement. That's back in the day when everybody and their mama was saying assalamu alaikum to each other and shit. That's like 1988, 89, 90, 91. Motherfuckers rocking the Malcolm X hats, wearing the African medallions and the beads and shit. You know, I'm listening to X-Clan, Poor Righteous Teachers, Public Enemy. I stumble upon some shit, you know, a tape with Farrakhan on it and shit, and I'm like, god damn, what is this, you know what I'm saying? So I got really heavily indoctrinated into Malcolm X, the Nation of Islam, Honorable Louis Farrakhan, Waleed Muhammad or Khalid Muhammad. I mean, yeah, I did all that shit, man. Then also, just kind of like taking the path that Malcolm X took, or El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. Then I got into Orthodox Sunni Islam, right? And of course, in them days, I really didn't know that there was a fucking difference. I thought that the Nation of Islam was just the same as Orthodox Islam, but I really had no concept. I remember going to an Orthodox mosque or masjid, and for motherfuckers that's not really literate on what the fuck I'm talking about, a masjid or a mosque is just like where Muslims go and pray. It's a church, right? But I remember going in there and seeing a lot of Iranian, Pakistani, a lot of light-skinned motherfuckers and shit. And I go in there talking that devil shit. I'm like, yeah, man, them motherfucking devils. You know, I'm talking about white folks and shit. You know, because, of course, I was heavily indoctrinated by the nation. And them motherfuckers looking at me like, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? You know what I mean? Of course, they didn't understand what I was speaking on, because those was Orthodox Muslims, cats that you see over there in Iran, Iraq, you know, over in the Middle East, man. You know what I mean? So I just felt like a total ass. I was like, oh, shit, this is not like a Nation of Islam shit, you know what I mean? So I was really ignorant of the game, man. I was learning my crap. I was learning about world religions. I was learning about the difference between certain sects, certain denominations and shit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I really loved Islam back then, man, because Islam was like the first religion that really preach to me to be educated, man, to learn that all you can from the cradle to the grave and from here into China. I really didn't get that out of Christianity, man. Christianity was just such a motherfucking pimp move. I found that when I was in churches most of the time, they didn't encourage questions, they didn't encourage thought, they didn't encourage you to pretty much think on your own. They basically wanted your bitch ass to sit in the pews and just listen to what the fuck Reverend Porkchop had to say, and that was it. Even if you went to Sunday school, the motherfuckers would always pinch your bitch if you ask so many goddamn questions, you know what I mean? They're just like, oh, that's the devil in you. There's the devil trying to get you to go against God. I'm like, nigga, the devil hell. I just want to know the fucking answer, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just simple motherfucking shit, man. You know, if I'm sitting in Bible school, Bible study, right, and I just watched the goddamn Discovery Channel, and I'm looking at the dinosaurs and the bones and all this kind of shit, and then I go to motherfucking Sunday school, and they talking about the ark, right, how Noah put all the goddamn animals on the ark and shit, and I'm like, well, hey, man, the Bible ain't saying shit about the dinosaurs, and I don't know, call me motherfucking crazy, right? But if the Bible is like an account of world history and all this kind of shit about 2x2s or 4x4s or this animal and that animal and all this kind of shit, where the fuck is the dinosaurs at, man? You say that the planet is 6,000 years old, right? But all these bones that these other motherfuckers are finding in the scientific community, they carbon dating this shit back to millions of years. I'm just kind of confused, man. You know, can you point out somewhere in the Bible where they're talking about dinosaurs? If they are talking about dinosaurs, right, did they put them bitches on the ark? Somebody please tell me what the fuck is going on. And of course, what they say, that's just the devil. That's just the devil in ya. All this kind of fuck shit. You know what I mean? So that kind of shit really pissed me off, man. I'm like, and not even just fuck the dinosaurs, man. I'm telling these motherfuckers, I'm like, look, I'm a rational man. I got motherfucking brain. See, the Fat Mac ain't never been the type of motherfucker that's been pimpable. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers just can't pimp me. Motherfuckers just can't tell me any goddamn thing. I'm just gonna fly with the motherfucking shit, right? So on the ark, they saying Noah took, you know, every animal by twos, and in some accounts, right, you know, we ain't even get into the biblical contradictions and shit, but in some of the passages, he say he took motherfuckers on by sevens. Now, everybody, all the animals of the world on this ark for like 40 days, 40 nights, right? And I'm thinking, hey, look, man, call me crazy, and, you know, I'm not the smartest motherfucker in the world, right? But what the fuck did y'all feed the lions, the tigers, and the bears, man? Huh? Excuse me? Huh? What? What the fuck you mean? Huh? What? Excuse me, nigga. You got all these animals on this ark. Some of them motherfuckers eat plants. Some of them motherfuckers eat meat, okay? I can see how you could possibly maybe get by with feeding the birds and the rabbits and shit. You know what I mean? Them motherfuckers eat like straw, grass, berries, shit like that. But nigga, the lions and the tigers is gonna get hungry. What the fuck did you feed them niggas, man? And if you did have to feed them motherfuckers, then that would basically mean that a couple animals had to go extinct, because you got to feed them niggas, man, huh? Oh, that's just the devil in you. That's the devil making. Nah, bitch, that's not the devil in me. That's just common motherfucking sense, and I want you to answer my shit. So, man, I went through a whole lot of shit like that in church, and I just got irritated, man. You know what I mean? Only time them motherfuckers wanted to see your hand raised, right, is when you was gonna volunteer to put some motherfucking money in them that goddamn offering plate. You know what I mean? And I just got tired, man. I was like, nah, you're not. This is a pimp move. It feels like a pimp move. You are not pimping me, homie. No. So, I mean, it was just sickening, man. Sickening to no motherfucking end. But check this out, man. We gonna go ahead and take a break. You know how we do, you know, when you fucking with the Fat Mac, nigga. I always want to play something. And I don't know if I'm gonna play something mellow. I don't know if I'm gonna play something hardcore. I'm just in one of the moves, nigga, where it's just a toss-up, nigga. So, hey, tell y'all what, man. Go ahead and get you a sandwich or something, nigga, and I'll be back.
Very African. Come and step in Brothers Temple, see what's happening. You'll taste the bass flow coming from a zero. Tell me what a sissy know. Funkalesson is a new flow. Stalking, walking in my big black boots. Living off the earth, eating herbs and fruits. The children await me by the mountain and the river, and gather round the fire for the scroll that I deliver. The speak of a house is from the sand to the sky, and devils ever doubt and want to measure how high. Your logic reveals you, your mind can't catch it. Dimensions of a god go far beyond brackets. Come into my oven, devils, come and you burn. I can always feel vulture with the strength and black word. You're pissing me off because you swear you're higher level. Back to your cave, get yourself together. Chili and Magilla, chocolate and vanilla. How can polar bears swing on vines with the gorillas, please? Check your reasoning because there's something amiss. My home is a void, you're drowning in abyss. I teach your funk code and don't preach a rap rhyme. Harambe to the sun as the mortals ask time.
Grand what time is it?
The funk lesson comes, the sundial speaks.
Grand what time is it?
The building of the strong are the lessons of the meek.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
My science is deep, my blackness is deep.
How deep?
Deep, deeper than Atlantis. Deeper than the seafloor traveled by the mantis. Your copycats will never know. With you the funk will never flow. But that's another blow. Make your move, thief apprentice, I never step. I'm a tribal move, your master hasn't figured yet. Bring your weapons to my sword and shield. What's the higher level if your shit ain't real? My mystic magic, what you gonna do? Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal you. I tried to warn you, but your mind won't catch. You're just cookies in my oven. If I wanna burn a bat, you just burn.
Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key, sissy.
Like this, like that, and like that, like this. How dark is the world, how strong is a fist. Originals come from the sand and the sword to the concrete, fighting wars in the street. The day of outrage, history, another page. You lack the word of this, but now there is a brother Jade. The prince of warriors, leading masses. Stomping liver lip, punks playing asses. The damn sissies always stalk for the glory. Sissy bomb is coming, but that's another story. So many people forgot where they came. Disrespect religion, but the living is lame. Black watch, how you living? Blowing the Nile. Teach them many mortals the chimes of a sundial. To the east, teaching gods to be what it was, what it is, and again shall be. What's my mind state if my state ain't black? But Moses, Malcolm, and Huey are back. And a voice to a many going verb to verb. Sit back and take heed, brother, you must learn. Swimming in the books, and the books ain't given. The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
What time is it?
I dwell among the mortals, the time is in the verse.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
Positive nature, mortals call it curse.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
Shadows in the sunlight, balancing the birth. Tick tock tick, we go sun to moon. Verbalizer speaks, it's a quarter to doom. Self-destruction is not a key function. Another bomb the leaders cause the people keep fronting. When will they realize the body needs head? It's more than what's said when a leader lies dead. Coming to the darkness, path is light. Death meaning life as the pharaohs take flight. Too much degrees for a silly pale thief. You can't define what's direct from the east. God protect me, he selects me. God makes a path so the world respects me. 0 to 9, grandest creator. I pray for those on both sides of equator. Professor X, When will they learn? Once life enters doors, death, no return, no return.
This is an invitation to the crossroads, if you dare, sissy. With a key. Almighty Fat Mac 3XL in this bitch. Once again, I promise, nigga, this is not a LaDonna show. No LaDonna on this show. Ain't talking about no hoes and no cupcake and no bitches to fall in love, nigga. Just, I had to say that to y'all niggas, man, because I know I'm just tripping y'all niggas out with that shit, man. But it's all love, fam. Like I said, I'm a gut. Hey, once again, I stress, I reiterate, nigga. Look, when you fucking with MacCity.com, nigga, no one is above the all C and I of anything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no one's above being scrutinized, man. Like I said, when I go ahead and I report my motherfucking report, shit, no one is exempt, nigga, not even me. So, like I said, you know, when other motherfuckers fuck up, when other motherfuckers goddamn do some shit they ain't supposed to do, hey, I'ma report on it. And conversely, obviously, nigga, if I slip and fall, if I fuck up, nigga, I'm gonna report on it too. I'm not above motherfucking learning a lesson, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm off. I always want to get on that shit, man. I still got that shit on the mind. But let me get back to my shit, nigga. My shit is, we gonna talk about the morals of cyber pimping. But before I do that, I'm getting into the motherfucking roots and the history of my religious experiences, man, to help y'all further understand, you know, my stance, man. And basically, I already done told y'all, man, that, you know, going to church was just a whole bunch of fucking bullshit for me, because them niggas never wanted to answer no motherfucking questions. Every time I had a question that I needed answered, the motherfuckers would flip it and just tell me I was possessed by demons. You know, I ain't got time for this whole shit, man. You know what I mean? If y'all niggas ain't going, if you just don't know, bitch, just say you don't know. You feel me? You know what I mean? And anyway, like I said, only time the motherfuckers really want to see your hand raised is when you know, put your hand in your pocket and you put your hand up so you can put that motherfucking money in that offering plate, nigga. And I wasn't on it, man. And there's a lot of other shady shit I seen in the church, man. You know, it just seemed like the most devious, diabolical, evil motherfuckers I ever met was church folks, man. That's right, man. You know, motherfuckers that supposed to be all pious and all high and mighty, man, are the biggest demons, the biggest devils, the biggest motherfucking minions of the fucking darkness I've ever met in my goddamn life. I don't know how many times I seen a reverend or a pastor or a preacher getting this freak on with bitches in the congregation, bitches in the motherfucking the choir, all this kind of shit, man. I don't know how many times I see hoes out there, you know, in the pews and shit, backbiting and talking about each other, man. Just, it was just horrible, man. It was like, is this? And I've been to like, I was like, you know, I'm gonna go to like 3 or 4 churches, man, because I was just curious to see. But maybe it's just this church. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just this group of people. But every damn church I went through was full of that fuck shit, man. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, and these motherfuckers got the nerve to talk about other religions and other denominations and talking about how they so much better and how they going to heaven and everybody else going to hell and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, goddamn. This is the biggest fucking crock of shit I ever seen in my goddamn life, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I seen a whole lot of moral degradation up in the church, man, as far as preachers and pastors and females and the pews doing freak nasty shit, man. And you know, the next day come back to the church after they was at the club and they went to a hotel sucking on dick and balls, and they got the nerve, you know, got their hands up praising Jesus, you know what I mean? But yet still, like I said, they got bones in their closet and they gonna talk real fly about the next bitch, you know what I mean? It was just sickening, homie, sickening.
And not to mention the fact that, like I said, I'm just pimpable, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm like sitting in there and I'm seeing that this reverend, this preacher, this pastor always got his goddamn hand out talking about we need money for this and we need money for that. And if you don't give your money for the tithe, Jesus is going to be mad at you and God's going to strike you down and you must not be a believer and you're going to go to hell and all this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I figured, I'm like, wow, I'm looking around the goddamn church. I'm like, man, the church is like 75-80% bitches. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and this nigga up here got his hand out saying, bitch, you owe me money. And guess what? The hoes run up and they put money in that motherfucker's hand. I'm like, God damn it, this is a goddamn pimp move, nigga. That's all this is. This is a fucking hustle, nigga. I swear, it's a goddamn hustle. I'm like, what no difference between what the fuck this nigga was doing and what a pimp do on the street? These hoes go out there, they bust their ass. Not only the hoes, man, but niggas in the pews, they go out, they bust their ass, they 9 to 5 and shit. And then long come this motherfucker up in the pews talking about, bitch, you owe me money, and if you don't get it, shit, divine wrath and fucking just chastisement and weeping and gnashing the teeth is coming, motherfucker. So reach deep and please God, because if you please God, bitch, you're pleasing me. Oh, needless to say, I get them hoes not near dime, man, and them motherfuckers didn't like me, so I virtually got kicked out of a couple churches, believe it or not. Yes, I did, man. All because I seen the pimp move, and them motherfuckers, of course, they can't have one bad apple, because that'll spoil the whole bunch. So if I'm staying up for that motherfucker, expressing my opinions about how I feel this is a goddamn pimp move, they can't have that sort of thing spreading around the congregation. Nigga, you got to go. You feel me? Nah, we can't have you talking that kind of shit up in here. Man, so yeah, I had a big problem with that, man. I had a big problem with these motherfuckers goddamn trying to pimp me. And guess, but this was the thing that cracked me up, nigga. Now, everybody, check this shit out, man. All right? Maybe, like I said, maybe I'm just a little harsh. Maybe I'm just a little bit too over the top with my shit. But check this out. All right. The church needs shit. And so what these motherfuckers do, they say they need money. Reach in your pocket, put it in the plate, because God has ordained us to collect this money so we can take care of his house. All right? Now, whenever the church or the preacher need motherfucking money, what did this nigga do? He asked you for money. Now, let's flip the motherfucking script. Okay, hold on to your goddamn hat, bitch. Now, look. I done seen motherfuckers in the church starving, fucked up, literally eating goddamn dog food just because they trying to hold up they end of the bargain with God or Jesus or the pastor or who the fuck, because they trying to do their 10% tithe, you feel what I'm saying? So, basically the reverend is saying, we need money, and how we supposed to take care of shit, you know, if we don't have money. But look, check this out, I bet... This shit kills me, nigga. I'm trying to tell you. But look, nigga, if you starving, being a parishioner or somebody in the pews, right, and you need some help and you need some money, you need rent money, and you go to the goddamn church and be like, Rev, I'm fucked up, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm starving. You know, I don't know where my next check coming from. What the fuck is the pastor going to tell you, nigga? You guessed it. This bitch nigga gonna tell you to pray. That's what this motherfucker gonna do. He gonna say, ah, well, my brother, you gotta get on your knees and pray. You gotta pray like you never prayed before. The Lord is willing, and all you have to do is humble yourself. And if you just get on your knees, and you beg, and you plead, and you worship the Lord the way you never worshiped before, it's gonna come. It's a coming. Nigga, what? Now look, that's what I'm saying. When a church needs something, he's saying, bitch, we need money. But nigga, when you need something, bitch, pray. You see what I'm saying? Does that sound like a pimp move to you? Yeah, it does to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Little shit like that that I was witnessing that I just didn't dig, man. You know what I'm saying? Didn't dig that shit at all. I wish that that motherfucking reverend would tell me, you know, after I done put like $700-$800, you know, a year in the goddamn plate, And then I'm like, hey, man, I'm kind of fucked up. Hey, man, can I get like 100 or something? And then this nigga turn and grin at your bitch ass and say, hey, you ain't got it. But hey, if you pray, I'm pretty sure the Lord will help you out. Well, shit, I'm trying to tell you, that's what I did to them niggas. When them motherfuckers was coming to me asking for my money so I could put it in the plate, I was like, hey, Reverend, I tell you what, why don't you pray about it? Shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's not how it's rolling when it comes to the Reverend. The Reverend wants his goddamn money. He ain't trying to hear you say, get on your knees and pray like he would tell your bitch ass. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, so y'all think about that shit, man. Think about that motherfucking shit, man. And we ain't really gonna go into the historical, should I say, you know, because some people say, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't let that discourage you from believing in the Lord. And I'm saying, look, man, what I'm doing and what I'm talking about, what I'm speaking on, ain't got nothing to do with no higher power, man. You know what I mean? I thoroughly believe in a divine intelligence. Now, I don't really ascribe a name to that intelligence, but I know it ain't what the fuck these niggas is speaking on in the church. Believe that. And even though they got this Bible open and they reading all this, the half them motherfuckers don't even know what they reading, man. Believe me, I'm a student, I'm a scholar of this shit, man. And I done been through damn near every book there is to name about some goddamn religion, philosophy, or some metaphysics, man. I done read the Pentateuch, the Five Baskets of Buddha Zen, the Apocrypha, the Lost Books of the Bible, Dead Sea Scrolls. Man, nigga, I done, there is no way to substantiate what the fuck these niggas are saying because this is all goddamn hearsay, man. And half the shit that they saying that they read from a certain author, they ain't even from that goddamn author that they subscribe and it came from. But they just, man, nigga, it's just so many hoes and all this kind of bullshit. So I don't even fuck with it, man. I don't fuck with that shit. But I did fuck with Islam. I ain't gonna front. Islam was cool. And I was basically really digging on Islam for a while. And, I mean, like I said, that's when I really got educated on some shit, man. That's when I really seen things for what they were. I seen hoes and a lot of shit. But I had to leave Islam alone. Also, because the same shit that I was running into in Christianity, I was starting to run into in Islam, man, because I wanted to know. It always came down to race. You know, when I was thinking about, you know, hey, I'm asking the imam, right, or the sheikh up in the masjid or the mosque, right? I'm like, hey, man, what color was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam? And they like, you know, that doesn't matter. Or if they said, or if they didn't say that, they would say, you know, that he looked like us, which is like an Arab or whatever, you know what I mean? And everyone's just always trying to dodge the question of the color of the prophets. No one wanted to deal with that shit. And that was big for me back then, man, because I was looking for something to be proud of. I was looking for, you know, because like I said, God is white, God is bright, you know, nothing good is black, all that kind of shit. Nigga had a real self-esteem issue about that. And I just wanted to know the truth, man, but no one ever wanted to even fuck with it. So it just came down to the point where I figured that, and I did see that a lot of Orthodox Muslims was just as fucked up and just as prejudiced as Christians, man. That's just the real deal, man. So I got really sick of that shit. I got sick of the Nation of Islam, right? Because I kind of waffled back and forth from the black Muslims to the Sunni Muslims, man. And they was on the same shit. They was fucking, every time I asked, you know, questions about the prophet they had, you know, Elijah Muhammad or Wallace, what was it? Fard Muhammad. And I'll probably be getting too deep into that shit. But Fard Muhammad basically was damn near white. He was like, they say he was half white, half black from the Middle East. And he brought the doctrine of the black Muslims over to the United States and shit. And he could basically pass for white and shit. But all the while, they telling me that the black man is God and the white man's the devil. But here you got a white man bringing your doctrine basically over to America. And I'm like, well, damn, if he's half devil, I mean, yeah, it was just all kind of fuck shit. Just dumb shit I was just going through, nigga. Like, fuck. And don't none of this shit make sense. Don't no motherfucker want you to ask too many goddamn questions. Every time I started asking questions, I started getting, you know, shut down. And motherfuckers didn't want to talk to me. Motherfuckers was excommunicating me and kicking me out and all this kind of shit. I was a troublemaking ass nigga because I asked too many questions out of all them niggas. And what really, this is what really broke it down. This is the crux of the whole motherfucking issue, nigga. Basically, what I was doing, because each religion, basically, whether y'all motherfuckers won't believe it or not, is a myth. It's all mythology, nigga. And so when I was in Christianity, I had a mythology, nigga. And I was really steadily believing in that myth, that mythology, right? And then I said, well, fuck that. That ain't making sense to me, so I go to Islam, right? And in Islam, you have a certain degree of mythology in that motherfucker, right? And then I went to, of course, the black Islam, the black Muslims, and all that kind of shit. And they had their own mythology. So basically, what I was doing, I was just trading one mythology for another. That's all it was, because when you really get right back down to the brass tacks, you can't prove or substantiate hardly any of that shit, man. Right? You know, you can't prove there's Adam and Eve, and there was a Garden of Eden, and there was a tree, and there was a talking snake, and the snake said, hey, bitch, eat this apple. You know what I'm saying? You can't prove none of that shit. You can't prove, well, one thing I will give the Sunni Muslims, right, basically, there wasn't too much fairy tale fantasy in the Quran and shit, even though they basically derived their roots out of the Old Testament, and they do bear witness to the Old Testament about, you know, the creation of man and all this kind of shit, you know what I mean? But still, there was a lot of things in the Hadith, which is basically the writings of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, that was kind of mythological about the pale horse, or the Baruch horse, that, you know, took Muhammad up to heaven and down to heaven and down to earth and all this kind of shit. Just all kind of nonsense shit, you know, that you can't prove, right? And I asked about that, and they're like, oh, you know, ask no questions about that. You know, ask, like, bitch, shit. So, yeah, man, I was just like, well, fuck all y'all, man. That's what I say. Fuck all y'all. And I ain't gonna talk about how, you know, I did my Nubian Islamic Hebrew thing, and how I never did no Jehovah Witness shit. You know, I would never, you know, but I did study extensively on that shit. You know, I studied with the Golden Dawn, I studied with the Theosophical Society, I studied with the shit, the Kabbalah, Hermetic sciences, man. I did. I'm a deep motherfucker, man. I'm super deep, nigga. Allow me to toot my own horn and shit. But anyway, yeah, man, that's what it's about, man. I decided to become a freelance metaphysician, man. A freelance philosopher. I just grew up out of that shit, man. I'm like, all that shit. Like I said, I done went through it all. I done studied it all. I done looked at it from all angles. And, basically just boiled down to, I was just following the next motherfucker's interpretation of what God is and what righteousness is. You know, that's all it was. And then everybody's basically saying that, no, you're not following God's or man's interpretation, you're following God's interpretation. But no, nigga, men wrote this shit, you know what I mean? And they can claim that God did this, and then they'll be like, well, what about this and this, and these are the miracles, and all these things are coinciding, and, you know, what's the odds of that? I mean, whatever, man, I ain't got time for that shit, man. So anyway, right now, take another break, rambles on, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Basically, what we're dealing with today is the morals of cyber pimping. This may be 2-3-part series, I don't know, because I got a lot to spill on the shit, you feel me? So, once again, listen to some fucking music, because you're probably hearing it, tired of me talking shit right now, and some of y'all probably getting heated and pissed off, because I'm fucking with your little belief system and shit. But fuck it, nigga, this is Mac City, nigga, so if you can't goddamn handle some adult conversation, motherfucker, push pause and go take your bitch ass somewhere where you can goddamn feel safe, nigga. Bye.
Motivated, beta, a percussion. There's no category for this story. It's tense, I'm reset. To toss their hat, bass, and cymbal. Like that of a cat on the mic, I'm nimble. Basic patterns, groove and chains. Sequence, frequency, and gain. Break. Right.